Thank you, Mr. Chairman, and we'd like to thank you for this balanced package of recommendations which provide a substantive way forward based on the discussions we have held thus far within this GG. We are especially appreciative of the inclusion by the Chair of the recommendation to further clarify and develop the normative framework on laws. We believe that this reflects the fact that we're not operating in a legal vacuum. Our work takes place in the existing normative framework compromised of international legal norms and rules agreed upon at the international level. The existing body of law, including international humanitarian law and international human rights law, fully applies to laws. Our efforts here should be geared towards ensuring full compliance with this normative framework that we have already agreed. Such an endeavor requires concrete, in-depth and technical exchanges for which the participation of legal, technical and military experts in all delegations is instrumental. Therefore, the Netherlands supports the continuation of the GGE with three work streams, which should help clarify the outstanding legal, technical and military questions that this group has identified. We are of the view that the current mandate is flexible enough to structure our work in this manner. Additionally, and importantly, we would also allow ourselves sufficient time to achieve results and therefore support your proposal for 30 days divided over 2 years. In sum, we are ready to accept the package of recommendations as it stands, though we have some amendments for further fine-tuning. We do realize many proposals have been put forward already this afternoon, and we're happy to consider them as well. Nevertheless, we'd like to put forward the following proposals for your consideration. On 24A, the Netherlands believes that the powers should be split to make more clear which work should be conducted at the 19th meeting of high contracting parties and which tasking is provided to all high contracting parties beyond the meeting of high contracting parties this December. We therefore suggest a second sentence of the para to become a separate paragraph. Continuing with paragraph 24D, we welcome the inclusion of the human element in this paragraph. Since the Netherlands is of the view that humans should at all times exert meaningful human control over